My wife and I went to see it up here. It was.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge, and we're grateful to have you with us. Sorry to interrupt the conversation. I really would love to sit and talk movies. That's a big part of where my heart is. And Redeeming Love is an interesting one. Hey, anyway, this morning, that's not what we're talking about at the moment, although this did kind of come out of the movie show. As a matter of fact, at this very moment, if you were listening on a couple of stations, you would hear the show I recorded yesterday. And during that time, at the end of the recording, they asked me about The Edge. And so I began to tell them about The Edge and started talking about, you know, the breakfast speaker coming in for the Be The Edge Challenge breakfast in April. Horst Schulte. There we go. I almost got that one wrong. Better not mess that up. Anyways, I shared about him. I began to talk about the subject of servant leadership. And I had read an article that morning in Inc. magazine before going in, where the writer identified who he felt were the top 10 servant leader CEOs in the country. As a matter of fact, one of them was international. The rest were in the U.S. None of you were on that list. And frankly, that was a tremendous oversight, I want you to know, from my perspective. And then next, I was sharing about some of y'all as servant leaders. You know, if the edge leaders are one thing, it is servant leaders. At least that's what we're counting on from the edge leaders. And then as I went through some of your names and what you did, it became very obvious that as servant leaders, there are certain characteristics that you share, and there should be, and we would know that. We don't do this in this call, but I want to take 30 seconds, and you can just shout out a thing. So take off your mutes real quick. What are some characteristics that you would say a servant leader possesses? And again, not looking for paragraphs or anything, but just a quick, you know, throw out something you think a servant leader would share, a characteristic. Go.
Empathetic.
Empathetic. Good one, David.
Honesty.
Say again?
Honesty.
Honesty. Yeah, real good one.
Humbleness.
Humbleness.
Energizing.
Energizing. There you go, Mark. That's right. Well, hey, the world of business thinks that they invented the term servant leader and the practice of it in 1970. As a matter of fact, I had the name in the article where it was first kind of launched on the business community. Most of you, I would think, were not doing business in 1970. Some of you weren't even around to think about doing business, right? But one of their lists has these qualities. So along with what you guys said, I thought these were interesting. One says the physical environment, ensuring that employees are safe and feel comfortable. Hey, during COVID, right? That would definitely be one that probably would have bumped up some lists at least 2 years ago. Health and well-being fits in there as well. Providing opportunities to make employees healthier. That's, you know, when they began to put walking trails or tracks around their business environments and things like that was back during those days. Or pay for health club memberships. Social interaction, strengthening bonds among individuals and facilitating access to culture and leisure together. When I think culture, a couple of you come to mind, right? And leisure, we're all into some of that. Recognition, making employees feel valued, ease and efficiency, simplifying the daily employee experience and improving work-life balance. My son, Chris, works for a very secular company now, Healthline. And he worked for one that was even more secular. They took a trip to Brazil, took all their team down there, and they did a bourbon tasting, and they've just, you know, all that kind of stuff, which isn't necessarily unchristian, but very much a secular company, but they were all about work-life balance, made him take an hour a week. I think I've shared that before, to just learn something new as part of his job, play guitar, go fishing. So that became important in the servant leadership model of the day. Personal growth, helping employees grow and develop, maybe take some classes, things like that. Well, we can do well to look at great leaders in this world who are sold out to be a servant leader, and that style of leadership. Matter of fact, the alternative is that controlling, domineering type leader that none of us want to work for and really none of us want to be known as. From these business servant leaders and the article in Inc., I then looked at an article, and this is interesting. You'll like this, Nate. I Googled Christian servant leaders or biblical servant leaders, and the second article that came up on this long list was an article from Point University. And so You're probably already familiar with this, Nate. It discussed three servant leaders in the Bible, Moses, Esther, and Peter. And it was interesting the things that they had in common. One in the article, and I didn't really point this out, but as I read it, I realized these were common factors. They all had a wise mentor. Moses had Jethro, Esther had Mordecai, and Peter had, anybody want to name the guy? Yeah, Jesus. Hence I finally looked, after seeing that third guy's mentor, I looked at the greatest servant leader of all time, and we know who it is. He's the inventor of servant leadership, right? And the one whose life and ministry embodied the entire concept. It was Jesus. Jesus put others before himself. Jesus was always taking their needs into consideration. In serving them, he truly set them free to be all that God built and intended them to be. Jesus' entire life, we know this, was lived as a servant leader. I started to think, pull out some characteristics of servant leadership from Jesus. And that's valuable. And the edge is, we would love to do a servant leader training with your staff and your team. But in reality, you look at anything in Jesus' life and in his story, and you're looking at model of a servant leader. And so to be a servant leader, we follow what Jesus did. Finally, not only did he serve and lead in all these areas of helping them and considering who they were and their needs, finally, he laid down his life for his people, but also for those who reject him as well. So today, be a servant leader. That is being the edge. If you're interested in the breakfast and coming in here in Horst, who is known as one of the great servant leaders going back to the 70s, don't forget the Be the Edge Challenge breakfast is coming up. And otherwise, let's all strive to be, we'll be like those 10 CEOs maybe. Maybe we'll be like the three from the Bible, Moses, Peter, and Esther. Or maybe we'll just model Jesus in our life, right? So let's all go out there and be the edge. Thanks for being a part of today's call.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Thank you all. Hello, little Ricky.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Mark. See you guys.
All right.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin.